On now to another nation recovering from the aftermath of war. In Afghanistan, NATO yesterday took command of an international force of 5,000 peacekeeping troops. This is the first time that NATO has operated outside of Europe. More than 8,000 U.S. troops are also in the country to track down remnants of the defeated Taliban government and al-Qaeda fighters and rebels. I spoke earlier with Barney Rubin. He's an expert on Afghanistan and the director of studies at New York University's Center on International Cooperation. Barney Rubin, I don't think anyone would claim that there's national cohesion yet in Afghanistan, but there are many Afghans who are moving back to their country or who stayed there all along, and they're trying to build a post-Taliban country. What do they think about the United States these days and the support they're getting?
First of all, it's not just a post-Taliban country they're building. It's a country that is emerging from 25 years of war, and the Taliban were just the last stage. Right now, I think that most people feel that without the U.S. presence there, they wouldn't have a chance of recovering from conflict. Of course, it's not only the United States that is there. This is an international presence under the aegis of the United Nations, and they want the whole international presence to stay. They want the International Security Force to stay. And even though I think a lot of Afghans, I know that a lot of Afghans have qualms about the way the United States is conducting the war against the Taliban and al-Qaeda, most of the ones I talk to feel that they would actually like to have a larger presence rather than a smaller one.
Well, do they feel that the United States is not doing enough? Do they think we're distracted elsewhere?
I haven't heard that so much because, in fact, the United States has announced it's increasing its assistance to Afghanistan. I think what many people feel is that the balance of U.S. approach to Afghanistan is wrong. That is, it's focusing too much on the direct enemies of the government and of the United States, the Taliban and al-Qaeda, and not enough on trying to build up the strength of the central government so that eventually it can take control of the country from the warlords who are now controlling most of the territory.
So they think there's too much emphasis on security and not enough on simply getting the country together?
No, they think that there's a one-sided view of what security is. In other words, there are two kinds of threats to security in Afghanistan. Everyone agrees security is the main problem. But the main threat to security, as far as most people are concerned, actually is warlords funded by the United States and who are within the governmental structure, more or less, rather than the Taliban. The Taliban and al-Qaeda are a threat primarily on the eastern and southern part of Afghanistan that borders Pakistan. But the warlords are a problem virtually everywhere.
You're working on a new constitution for Afghanistan. That is, you're a consultant to the ongoing work that the Afghans are doing. How's that going? And what does a future Afghanistan, what do they think it looks like?
At this point, I think they still have a lot more work to do on their draft. And, of course, the shape of the future Afghanistan will probably depend more on what happens to the power of the warlords rather than the constitution, in the sense that a constitution can only be implemented if it's possible at all to implement any kind of legal document. Right now, in much of Afghanistan, it isn't. And for that, the United States and international forces generally, like NATO, need to do a lot more to extend security throughout the whole country.
Do you mean they need to tell the warlords, look, you're not in charge anymore, there's a national government, sit down and be quiet and quit making trouble?
Well, I don't think that's an approach that would work. They need to help make the national government more credible, so that it actually has the capacity to govern the rest of the country. But this will take time. After all, it's been almost 30 years the country's been at war and institutions have been destroyed. We can't really expect it to settle down in just a year and a half or 2 years.
Barney Rubin, Director of Studies at New York University's Center on International Cooperation. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Alex.